Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, soon-to-be good friend, Carol, Dr. Carol Wasulishin. Wasulishin. And I'm still working on it. It's better than it was in the beginning, though. But and I'm not going to spell it. Well, you know what? Let me get you started. W-A-S-Y-L. Y-S-H-Y-N. There are three Y's in her name. I've never seen that before. So, folks, but if you look up, can they find Behind the Executive Door online? Would that
Amazon.
Show up in a search?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, my website is carolwasulishin.com, Carol with a K. But if you search Behind the Executive Door, the Amazon site will come right up.
Okay, and when is the book's not available yet?
It was released last week.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize.
Hot off the press.
I knew it was soon. I thought it was coming up. Anyway, the book is called Behind the Executive Door. We're talking about the three primary executive types. Remarkable. We talked about that more last segment. Perilous and toxic. Which we're going to talk about more. What is the, before we talk about those other two, quickly give us some perspectives on why an employee, maybe a manager, needs to think about managing their executive?
Because I think it will help one feel a greater sense of control at work. And one of the most important ways for people to feel a sense of control at work is to have a satisfying and strong relationship with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And Behind the Executive Door gives people a roadmap for doing that.
And what this
and
is...
And also...
This, can
mm-hmm.
I say this? This is... this. What I'm seeing in what you're saying... This is a way of being productive and supportive in a way that the boss will like, rather than being a yes man or sucking up.
Absolutely.
Or anything like that. This is how you solve that part. You're supportive without being, you know, the teacher's pet.
I mean, the other word I would use, Jim, is you're forging a reciprocal relationship with the boss.
Right. And listen,
so there's something in it for you and something in it for him or her.
I do this with my customers, my executive customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I
right.
love it. And I'll tell you something. I mean, I've been doing this in my own way for a long time. And folks, I'll tell you, Carol's onto something. People respond to this kind of behavior very positively.
Yeah. I mean, you're making a really important point there. I mean, the book it's about managing a boss, but we could also be thinking about how to manage customers.
That's exactly right.
Right, and what I'm saying here, you know, especially for the small business owner. I mean, you know, I'm a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to be thinking about that. And so, how can you quickly recognize what type of person your customer is?
Right.
And then, how do you make those in the moment adjustments so that you connect with that customer in a powerful and sustainable way?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Well, I'll tell you, let's get into the other two. The remarkable folks were the ones who were very people. They're people persons. They try to bring out the leader in you. They'll respond to leadership from you, all that kind of stuff. Then you got the perilous leader. Quickly tell us about that one.
The issue with the perilous leader, and it's a psychological issue, is that underneath it all, despite how bright they are, despite how effective they are, despite how much they may know about their business, they have this sense of discontent. I call it in the book unrequited work.
Wow.
You know, we all know what unrequited
mm-hmm.
what unrequited love is.
Yeah.
Well, the workplace version of that is unrequited work. They are never satisfied. They are never content.
Well, that's,
they are
that almost
relentlessly
sounds like
critical.
A almost sounds like a little bit of an, I don't mean to be insensitive here,
yes.
a little bit of a mental illness indication.
Well, that's the next category.
The
what
toxic,
I'm describing
toxic,
here
yeah.
about the perilous leader, the mm-hmm. toxic is that to an extreme. But the mm-hmm. reason they're perilous is that sense of dissatisfaction kind of, you know, it flows over the employees like sleet,
mm-hmm.
and so people are demotivated. you know, they're not inclined to deliver their best effort because they feel constantly under a cloud.
And is it possible that that this might be more subliminal than overt? Whereas when the person is toxic, it's really overt. Is that possible?
Oh yes, that's a good point. Very good point, Jim. I mean, the toxic leader. I mean, that is
that's
very
in your face,
overt.
Isn't it?
That's really in your face.
And
that's
the perilous person is the one where you maybe you don't dislike the person, but you're trying to figure out.
Right.
I'm not feeling validated, yeah. and rewarded,
right.
and accomplished.
And the person doesn't behave in a consistent
mm-hmm.
way.
How do you deal with this person? Well, how do you support
that
person?
You can never be sure if you're going to be loved or slapped.
How do you support
that?
So
how do you manage? Well, the main thing you have to do with the perilous leader, if you want to manage him or her well, you have to try to reduce their sense of dissatisfaction
mm-hmm.
and discontentedness. So what you do is you increase your efforts to recognize and affirm their talents and their accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
You try to replace that chronic discontent with reminders of what they're doing.
But it sounds like you also could be walking into a minefield with this person.
Well, I mean, you know what you're dealing with,
yeah.
So you're alert, right?
Yeah.
You know the good side. I mean,
Carol, I gotta wrap it up. I'm gonna get you back again real soon. But the toxic person, basically, you just decide how long can you stay here, right?
Have to make a choice.
Yeah.
You have to make a choice about whether you're going to stay or whether you're
the only good news about the toxic person is they'll help you make that choice, whereas the perilous person, it might be like a drip, drip, drip kind of thing. The Behind the Executive Door is the book. And Carol Washelisten is our guest. We'll see you next time, Carol. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.